On the blindhow.com website, there are tutorials on daily living skills such as how to use an ATM, tips on cooking, and how to travel by air. There are also tabs for entertainment, employment, education, and many more resources to help people who are blind better navigate their world. In one audio segment, Dr. Tim Cords talks about how he became a physician, the difficulties and negativity he faced, and his ability to adapt, creating software to hear the atoms and proteins, and to use skills like touch to identify the nerves and muscles during the anatomy portion of his training.
I still recall that first day at medical school. We'd done a little gross anatomy where we dissect cadavers. I had the smell of preservative on my hands, although I had washed as best I could. I sat down in the corner of the lounge to eat my sandwich, and a senior student came up to me and he said, "Why are you here?" And I mumbled something like, "Well, this is where I thought you were supposed to eat lunch." But that isn't quite what he meant. And it was a reminder to me that when you're doing such things, resistance is real. And the way I like to think about resistance is that if everybody likes what you're doing, you're probably not doing anything worthwhile.
Cords is now a successful psychiatrist. The website was created by the Utah chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. The group has also started a unique project in partnership with the Utah Department of Workforce Services to better train teenagers and young adults skills that they will need throughout their lives. Adam Rushforth is the director of Project Strive, which stands for Successful Transition Requires Independence, Vocation, and Education.
So our goal is to help individuals ages 13 to 26 who are blind or visually impaired to achieve self-reliance, whether that's socially, economically, in their career, educational.
One main focus of the project is to help participants develop the skills needed to develop careers and find employment, says Rachel Stewart with the Department of Workforce Services.
You know, when you look at the unemployment rate for adults who are blind, it's very high. It's much higher than the national average. I've read a couple of different studies, and it's anywhere from 60 to 80% of blind adults that are not employed. And so that's really astronomical.
Project Strive has monthly meetings and provides one-on-one mentoring to teach everything from how to use technology to how to cook, build a resume, and navigate a college campus. They also provide, for older participants, internship opportunities, says Rushforth.
Like someone wants to be a meteorologist, and so she's working with the Weather Center and working with Forest Services. Another wanted to be work with family therapy, and so she's working with a group, a private company that does family and group therapy and different things like that. And so we try to match their career goals with what they're doing.
Stewart says what some people might not realize is that there's a lot of pressure on people with a visual impairment to do some of the things people with normal vision take for granted. She adds, sometimes these life skills need to be learned first.
I met a young man a couple of years ago who had explained to me that he had enrolled in BYU and was going to school, and he found that, you know, he really didn't have the skills to cook for himself or to navigate the campus or, you know, get himself to class and those types of things. So he actually dropped out of school and was then participating in this Strive project so that he could have those skills and then be able to go back and finish school. So you have those challenges on top of just, you know, living on your own and going to school.
In a video posted on the Blind How website, individuals who have gone through the program talk about what they found the most useful. Tina Haskins took part in the career fair.
Well, what I liked most about the career fair was how hands-on and interactive it was, and we were given real-life scenarios and had to problem solve in interview, mock interview, and real-life situations. I also liked how the volunteers took time to teach us.
Stewart says one of the most important aspects of the project to her is that it teaches participants to have a positive attitude about their blindness and to not be limited.
Some of the activities they do, they bring in adults who have successful careers, and, you know, they show them, you know, you can be a physician, you can be an engineer, you can do these things even with your blindness, and, you know, so don't let it be something that holds you back. You know, have a positive attitude about it, and then it will, you know, you can find success.
The Strive project was originally supported in 2009 by funding from the Affordable Care Act, better known as the stimulus. But since 2011, the state has been funding the program. Rushforth says they work with roughly 50 people throughout the year. The project recently won a $10,000 award from the National Federation of the Blind that recognizes the most outstanding and innovative achievements in the blindness field. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.